This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guys like Penny and Mike Miller on that staff, because they've got connections all over the country, and what they represent, quite frankly, is something you haven't had, you know, really in terms of the ability to do it over and over since Cal. You know, Cal didn't have to take Memphis. This is the bottom. Cal didn't have to take Memphis kids because he was so good recruiting eventually on a national level. Other coaches have had to keep Memphis, have had to keep it here, right? Have had to depend on that. Josh started out early on. He's getting kids from everywhere. He had Memphis on lock, and then eventually it starts to get away from him. And eventually the word gets out and you lose the Memphis. Penny Hardaway right now with Mike Miller with that staff, you've got the ability to both be local and be national, and that's what – It's having both of those that can make you real special. Yep. We know you can win big in Memphis with Memphis kids, but it's having that ability to go out and mix them with the national guys. And look, it's important. Penny said it. You're talking about a guy that played for Larry Finch, and it was important to Larry Finch to win a national championship for the University of Memphis, Memphis State obviously at the time, with Memphis kids. We know Penny wants to do that, but the way to make it real special is the way I put it, the way I'm stick with putting it, is to have that sort of, and that's the advantage of having a Mike Miller. He's got all these ties, and like we said, there's still work to be done. It's all coming. The ink's coming, and we figure it starts tonight at 4 o'clock with not just an announcement from Lester Quinones, but as he told me, I think this is signing, going to be a serve as the signing day for him as well, and so some of that ink will start coming on in. Let's take a break. We're going to get John Martin in here. He's headed up to Oregon. I want to know the goods. We dispatched him right after he had the report. We don't need him in here. We need him out there beating the pavement up at Oregon. Keep an eye on him, John. Keep an eye on those Ducks. You guys keep it locked in here. We'll be right back. Jason John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Home of the Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays from 9 till 11 a.m. 92.9 FM, ESPN. Memphis. A radio.com sports station. Data message rate supply national contest. It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. And right now.
All right, another chance to win $1,000 right now. Pick up that phone right now and text the word BELONG, B-E-L-O-N-G. Text BELONG to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 with 92.9. Again, your 1 o'clock keyword is BELONG. Text BELONG, B-E-L-O-N-G. Text BELONG to 72881 for your chance to win a grand right now. You're going to have another chance coming up at 2 o'clock. But right now, text BELONG, B-E-L-O-N-G, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Good luck.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Become a 92.9 FM ESPN Locker Room Club member now. Sign up on our homepage at 92.9ESPN.com.
Hey, guys, time to get ready for summer. Now, if you've done your part at the gym, it's time to let University Plastic Surgery Group help you with that little extra push. It's called Cool Sculpting. You can freeze away the fat with the world's number one non-invasive fat reduction procedure. University Plastic Surgery Group can help you achieve your workout goals because they're going to target the trouble areas. It's a 45 to 60-minute procedure. You can do it on your lunch hour. Keep your edge at work and look good this summer. Call 350-4858 or visit utuniversityplasticsurgeons.com today.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
Mother's Day is Sunday, May 12th, and Massage Envy is here to help. Whether she needs massage therapy, a facial, or skincare, care. We have it all. 4 Memphis locations for convenience. It's simple and will take the stress away. Seriously, what mom wouldn't love a gift card from Massage Envy? Stop in any location in Collierville, Cordova, Germantown, or Midtown. They are ready to help you with a gift card that will make your mom feel spectacular. Call 854-8255 now or go to massageenvy.com. Relax. It's Massage Envy.
Down home, nobody leaves the table hungry. Put food on your table tonight with Church's Real Big Family Deal. 12 pieces of chicken, legs, and thighs in original or spicy, and 2 large sides for just $15. Church's, bringing that down home flavor. Offer valid at participating location.
Landers Auto Sales. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, that is exactly where you need to go. It's where I would go if I was in the market for a new vehicle. I'm in a 2019 Mustang right now. And they got more of them on the lot. They got large SUVs, small SUVs, compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans, whatever it is you need, whatever your budget happens to be, they have it on the lot. They got a highly trained, experienced staff on hand to assist with all your needs when it comes to purchasing service and accessories for your vehicle. If you get down there, you got a specific car in mind, specific truck in mind, but they don't happen to have it on the lot, don't worry, don't fret, don't storm off the lot. Just let them know they're going to go find it for you. They're located in South Haven on Goodman Road, or you can visit them on the web at LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. I've had a few names submitted on those West Coast kids that the Tigers have been able to secure in the past. Robert Sally's right at the top of the list. Bennett mentioned that one from one of our listeners. And those that have mentioned Trayvon Willis as well, if you remember that name. His hometown was Fresno, California. He was a three-star. Came here a three-star back in 06. I'd forgotten about old Trayvon.
And didn't he transfer?
Yeah, I don't remember him finishing, so yeah. Again, I'm covering the preps back then.
Who transferred to UNLV?
It says 2006 to 10 on Trayvon, on Willis, what I'm looking at on his thing. But he just wouldn't have done much, huh?
We had a guard under Cal that was pretty solid. I remember he transferred to UNLV.
Some folks have said
who it was.
Some folks have said Simpkins. He was a North Carolina guy, as far as I can tell. Old Matt Simpkins, remember him?
Yep.
University of Memphis got a chance to have the number one recruiting class in the country. If it can lock up 3 in particular prospects over the next few days, those prospects would be Lester Quinones out of IMG. He's a New York kid who's in postgraduate year down at IMG in Florida. We have talked to him multiple times. We've talked to one of the people who helps coach him down at IMG, Trey Draper. His announcement today at 4 o'clock Memphis time. He's one of those three. Precious Achiuwa, who has a relationship with Lester Quinones, also from New York. They have played together for years on the grassroots circuit. Doesn't have a date announced. And some, in terms of if you're into your crystal balls and prognosticators and recruiting analysts, have said, and even I think changed their picks over to Kansas lately on him. The crystal ball majority right now still says Memphis. So that's Lester. That's Precious. And you've got the guy who the news came out about this morning, Boogie Ellis, who wrapped up an unofficial to Memphis. It's now headed to, according to John Martin, to Oregon. If you can lock those three up, let's get back to the point. You would right now be the number one recruiting class in the country. And how good would that feel to you? Do you know Memphis has never been over at 24/7 Sports, this era of doing these class rankings, and we know 24/7 Sports has sort of emerged as the go-to on these. They've never been number one. They were number two in 2010. That was the year I came on, and you guys know why. Coming over from the preps, Joe Jackson was coming, Tariq Black was coming, Chris Crawford was coming. That year they were number two.
Mm-hmm.
Had Jalon Kendrick as well as Will Barton, a man we mentioned earlier, is now playing for the Denver Nuggets. In the NBA. So that class was two. I went back and looked. I remembered this correctly. Josh had 3 top 10 classes, guys. For those of us that forgot. One was two, his first full year recruiting, 2010. He had the number 3 class in 2013, Kentucky was one, Kansas was two. You'll remember that class included Austin Nichols, Karan Iverson, Nick King, Markel Crawford, Pookie Powell. That was the number three class in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Josh then got the number nine class in the nation in 2015. That was a class headlined by the Lawsons, included a guy out of Mitchell High that at the time many had not heard of before, or unless you were from Memphis and you really followed high school hoops. His name was Jeremiah Martin, who would ultimately go down as one of the best guards to ever put on the uniform at the University of Memphis. That was 2015. They were ninth in the country. But this is the first time, and again, you can get to one with Lester Quinones, Boogie Ellis, and Precious Achiuwa, the first of which we expect to make his decision public today at 4 o'clock. It would put you, for the class calculator, folks, I've done the work for you, at a score of 70.11. It'd give you number one. That's higher right now than the score they had in 2010 with Will Barton. Me and Jeff were going, he was asking me which class better. Number one, you're going to look at it and you say, well, I got James Wiseman's the number one player in the country. That makes me better. But if look, that class had 3 5-stars 2010, okay? And this one for now, at least with Precious Achiuwa, would have two. From a point standpoint, 24/7 Sports with Lester Quinones, Boogie Ellis, Precious Achiuwa is in the fold with what Memphis already has. We should say their names because we kind of forget about them when we shouldn't. James Wiseman, DJ Jeffries, Malcolm Dandridge, and Damian Ball. It would put you at 70.11. That's higher than the 69.36 they were rated at 2010 as the number two class. I say all that to say, even if you get those three, if John mentioned this yesterday, and I went and looked, and he's right. If Kentucky gets two guys that are crystal ball to them right now, it beat out the three of Memphis. I just saw you roll. I'm going to get to it. I like that you rolled your eyes right there.
I mean,
because it feels like you don't care if Kentucky gets the one. I like that. No, if it's Johnny Juzang, he's number 30. I think he's announcing today, Juzang. I hope I'm getting the last name right. He's a 4-star wing. He's 91% crystal ball to Kentucky. The other one is Jaden McDaniels, who's a top 10 player in the country, number 8 overall. He's now 85% crystal ball to Kentucky. They get those two, it puts them at 70.2. They'd beat you by a tenth of a point, Bennett.
Yeah, I mean, my thing with that and why I roll my eyes is they're, I would almost put them as a shoe-in to get the number one class because it's Kentucky, because they're in with elite players. It's just, it's kind of like one of those things, like while as long as Cal's there, as long as he's recruited at a high level, if he, you know, brings in all the guys he says he's going to bring in, they're going to always have a good chance to get the number one class. So, you know, I don't think if you're a Memphis fan that you should, you know, be upset if they get the number one class, because I just feel like it's one of those things, like if Penny had been doing this for a couple years,
mm-hmm.
I feel like it's and we get the guys we think we're going to get, I feel like it's a shoe-in that we would be the number one class. But because, you know, again, it's the brand, it's Kentucky, it's Cal, I just think that, you know, they're going to get the benefit of the doubt.
Well, they all,
when you're comparing two really close classes together, right?
To your point, when Kentucky's not one, it's not a success. At least to Kentucky
right.
fans. That's what they're used to, Bennett. You're absolutely right.
Yep.
I mean, they're used to being the top spot. And listen, they've had – look, yeah, I mean, you got to give them a little credit at this point. I mean, you know, getting Jaden McDaniels and this kid Juzang would be a heck of a class for them. That
great name.
Memphis could still – Johnny Juzang, yeah, I like it too. Memphis could still jump them, and I'm not telling you I don't want to speak too much to it because I don't think it will happen, but if Memphis were to add, in addition to those three – R.J. Hampton goes past – you go past Kentucky, doesn't matter what they end up with. You'd finish at 70.3 and you'd beat out Kentucky even with Jaden and Johnny Juice. I'm bringing up one because I think that it matters to Penny.
And I think it matters to the fan base too. I think it matters. I agree.
Penny wants to get the best class that he can get possible. But look, that number one ranking means something to him. If he can get it, by all means, he wants that thing. I mean, he's shooting for it.
It helps future endeavors for sure.
I told Jeff everything when it comes to Penny, there's only one number that matters. It's one.
Mm-hmm.
Literally everything about the man, everything he wants to be, everything that he is about the number one. It's what he wants to do. I watched him in the Peach Jam. You know, lose close games, get into the semifinals, not come through. And then I watched him reload, not just reload. He'd go out and get a more monster roster
mm-hmm.
the next year. And he'd come into the EYBL as ranked as the number one team. And it would seem like whether it was all, you know, a bad call on Dylan Mitchell, whatever, they couldn't get over the hump. But my point is, was Penny's mindset when you were watching all that happen. It was being one. And I've messed around with Matlock, man, that, you know, sounds like y'all want to be one, and, you know, Matlock doesn't run from that.
Right.
I think he knows, too, that would mean a lot to Penny. All of that, I say that to say this. if you get the three, Lester Quinones, Boogie Ellis, Precious Achiuwa, mission accomplished. It doesn't matter that you're not won by a tenth of a point. What it will be is the best class in University of Memphis history.
Yes.
That's what it will be. And it will be everything that we said. And it will still be this. You know, Kentucky's got a monster class, yes. And it'll be the same story that it always is with Kentucky. Can these new freshmen win another national championship for John Calipari? That's the same story every year. Mm-hmm. What's new is the new guy on the scene with this number two class. This new guy that's back on the scene with Penny Hardaway. I've said, if you got the number one class, you become the story in college basketball. Well, Kentucky will still be a story because they always are, and they'll have their number one class, and this is what they do, and the stories will be, can they win a national championship with all these freshmen? Memphis is the one, though, that's back. Memphis is the one, though, that's got the number one player in the country in James Wiseman, possibly a second potential lottery pick in Precious Achiuwa. You will be right there at the top of college basketball in terms of the story with those three. The key? Locking it down. And that's why we're watching Boogie Ellis heading out to Oregon and every step that he makes, as John Martin reported this morning. That's why you're watching at 4 o'clock today until the word Memphis or the cap that he puts on or however Lester Quinones is going to do it today at 4. Until that is done, you can't count your money. You can't count your money. But the opportunity here, even with all this new news, right, that's what I kind of wanted to get to. You know, Boogie going to Oregon. Don't let it – the opportunity is still here to have the best class in Memphis history. Penny Hardaway, Mike Miller, that staff's gotten you to this point. And I think you, with what they've accomplished already, you'd probably be best served to have some faith that they're going to get this done. Because, again, when Penny sets his mind to something, what's he shown us? That he gets it done. And so let's get John Martin on the phone and see if he's made it to Oregon. He's the one that got us all in a little bit of – got me wondering if I should switch – if I should move up the DEFCON level. So we'll get an explanation from him and see if he can add anything more when it comes to Boogie Ellis and this unofficial he's going to take to Oregon. When we return, John Martin will join us from the field. It's Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Dear mama. Moms in Memphis love sports too.
Mother's Day!
Turn up 92.9. She won't mind.
I love my mom.
In fact, it'll make her happy.
It's your mother's fault.
And if it doesn't, no worries. It's your radio.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day weekend. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Mayday, mayday. This may be hard to believe, but there are four amazing games making the rounds this May.
Wow.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Oh.
But make no mistake, all four are sure to cause mayhem all May long. So don't wait and run the risk of being, well, dismayed.
Oh, man.
Make a major play today with new May instant games.
Nice.
If you're lucky, you may find yourself making it rain with a major amount of cash.
Yeah.
New May instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Did you know the Tennessee Lottery has raised $5 billion for education? Oh, sorry, I said $5 billion. That can't be right.
It's true. In fact, the Tennessee Lottery has raised over $5 billion for education. It's impacted the entire state.
Really? So you could say the Tennessee Lottery is not only changing the state, it's changing lives.
Well, actually, I do say that. The Tennessee Education Lottery. It's game-changing, life-changing fun.
Hey guys, time to get ready for summer. Now, if you've done your part at the gym, it's time to let University Plastic Surgery Group help you with that little extra push. It's called Cool Sculpting. You can freeze away the fat with the world's number one non-invasive fat reduction procedure. University Plastic Surgery Group can help you achieve your workout goals because they're going to target the trouble areas. It's a 45 to 60 minute procedure. You can do it on your lunch hour. Keep your edge at work and look good this summer. Call 350-4858 or visit utuniversityplasticsurgeons.com today.
You and me, we take care of our cars. But do you follow Fram's rule of threes? Three filters to do the job right. Oil and air filters for improved engine performance. Cabin air filter for the air inside your car. Some rules are made to be broken, but this one is golden. So if you don't see Fram, don't expect to get the job done right. One easy rule, three great filters. Fram, filter out the nonsense.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They are local, family-owned and operated business that's been serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010, and they're known as the home of the free roof. They work with all insurance companies, and if you qualify for a new roof, you can get one with no out-of-pocket cost. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. By the way, Danny's looking to hire an additional salesperson, so if you're interested, give him a call, and if you want a free roofing inspection, again, just call 870-0186. That's 901-870-0186. Tell him Gary Parrish told you to call.
Finding a quality staff for a business owner is one of the toughest tasks on your day-to-day grind. But what if I told you I could give you a company that can help that task go away and help you focus on making your business as successful as it can be? A company that's locally owned and operated for over 30 years. A company that knows how to put the right people in the right places. That company, PSC Staffing. Over 30 years in Memphis, they have great customer service. They'll get back to you on the same day. They can custom tailor a staffing solution for all of your business's needs, whether it's light industrial, clerical, nursing, professional placement, drivers, or construction, they do it all. My friend Chris Bramlett over at PSC Staffing can absolutely help you out. So give them a call today, 901-794-6144, or visit their website, pscstaffing.com. Hey, listen, I know these guys. I trust these guys. These guys can get the job done. My friend Chris Bramlett over at PSC Staffing, 794-6144, PSC Staffing, pscstaffing.com. Help your business grow today.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, what have we got here? Save money on car insurance when you rent a home. Auto with Brick. Save money on car insurance. You ready? Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Yeah, that sounded pretty good, don't you think? I could do it one more time, but I think that's... What do you say? Nailed it, right? Nailed it.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Now with Xfinity XFi, you have more than fast and reliable Wi-Fi. You have Wi-Fi that you can control. Trying to get the family together for dinner? You can pause the Wi-Fi. Need to get the kids offline for bed? You can set a curfew. You want to make sure your kids are actually off their devices? You can check who's online with the Xfinity My Account app. Take control of your Wi-Fi with Xfinity XFi. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet and TV for just $40 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, upgrade to get even more than double the speed for just $5 more a month for 12 months. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Requires eco bill and auto pay in 62119. Restrictions apply. New basic TV and performance starter 25 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees including BTV fee extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and I've done it. I've tracked him down with the help of Ben Doyle. His name is John Martin. He's co-host of this show. And he's the man that reported this morning that Boogie Ellis, after wrapping up an unofficial visit to Memphis this morning, is now expected to head out to Oregon on an unofficial visit. John Martin, why are you bringing all this bad news to Tigers fans this morning?
I didn't want to. I was surprised to hear it, to be honest. And so, and I appreciate you understanding. The first thing I did was get in the car and head on. I'm gonna pull a caucus. I'm gonna drive all the way to Oregon. And I'm
actually
in Wyoming right now. I'm gonna sabotage the visit.
Do you really think you can with Oregon and all its Nike power and Prestige? Can you? And yeah, the fact that they're
a
West Coast.
I got a trunk full of Adidas.
Ah.
I'm gonna spread Adidas all around. It's gonna be like he's gonna be confused.
It'll stink up the place.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm messing around.
But no, I mean, I was surprised to hear that this morning because I really thought, and I think you did too, that you know, this was going to be a pretty, you know, wham bam thank you ma'am kind of deal. You know, you come into Memphis and you see it and you reintroduce yourself to everybody, and then that'll be it, right? You'd make a decision on Sunday or whatever, and that's still possible. By the way, it's not like Oregon's far from where he lives in San Diego. So it could be one of those things where he gets there tomorrow, right? And then, you know, he's done by Sunday and he meets with his family on Sunday and now it's a Sunday night or Monday or something like that. So, you know, I wouldn't panic.
I haven't changed DEFCON levels. Am I right to do that? So that I'm going with you. I'm not panicking, but I'm concerned.
Yes. You're definitely, it's not in the bag per se the way we maybe thought it was.
Let me ask you, does it feel different to you than Lester Quinones making, after visiting Memphis, going to Indiana? You know what I mean? Or is it this one a little more concerning? That's the way I'll put it.
Well, okay, let's just consider the possibility, okay? Let's consider this possibility. This would be the best case scenario for Memphis.
Let's go.
The best case scenario for Memphis is they don't want it from an optics perspective to just look like they decommitted from Duke knowing where they were going to go. And this way, we looked at Oregon too. You know, we looked at other schools. You know, it wasn't just a Memphis, we're going to Memphis kind of deal, right? Like they might be concerned with optics.
Uh-huh. That makes sense.
Another scenario is, okay, well, we really like Memphis, but let's make sure we do our due diligence because this is where you're actually going to have to attend. Like you're going to have to, you know, you're not going to have time. You can't change your mind again. So you got to make sure that this is really what you want to do. This is really where you want to be. Let's at least give you something to compare it to, right?
Yep.
It's been several months since you've taken a visit, you know, half a year. So let's just take one more. It's near the house. It's at Oregon. You know, let's see what they have to offer. And after that's over, let's make a decision. So I don't really look at it as like, oh, my God, you know, it's starting to thunder outside. You know, I don't look at it like that. You know, you don't want them to have a good time. I mean, you don't want it to be like a great visit, obviously. But at this point, I still think Memphis is the leader for Boogie. I just think from their perspective, they're doing their due diligence on the decision.
Let me ask you this, and I feel the same way you do at this point. I'm going to stick with my I'm concerned, though. Mark Giannotto brought something up on Twitter that I talked about on the show because I thought it was interesting and it certainly applies here. And I know Mark is plugged in on the grassroots. I'm going to read you this tweet. I've wondered the past couple of days, I tweeted this a couple of hours ago, based on speculation I've heard in AAU circles, if Memphis was going to be forced to choose either Quinones or Ellis based on their similar skill set. This whole situation is fascinating. What I said on it, John, was that, I don't not believe that Mark's hearing that from folks in grassroots circles. I know he's plugged in. I know he's probably hearing that. How much stock would you put in it, though? Just because, yes, I know Boogie's a shooter, right, and can do that for you, but I've always thought of him fundamentally as a point guard and Lester fundamentally as a shooting guard. Do you put any stock in that Boogie Ellis may be going to Oregon because Lester's coming? I just don't put much in it.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, Mark joins us every single week. He's a, you know, very good reporter, and so yeah, like you said, I don't doubt that he's hearing that, and I think he followed up by saying he doesn't necessarily think that. It's just what he is hearing.
Yeah, that's why I put stock in that. When he's hearing something, I wanted to talk about it.
That's the first time I've heard that.
Okay.
That's the first time I've heard any kind of concern about those two.
RJ Boogie, I could get down with, or you know what I'm saying, or Precious, and
what I heard,
those two was interesting.
What I heard about Lester's presence was that it impacts RJ because RJ, you know, again, everybody has assumed in the week after Boogie gets out of the letter of intent from Duke that he's going to Memphis. So you assume he's going to Memphis. Lester looks like he's going to Memphis. So from RJ's perspective, Lester expects to play. Obviously, Boogie is going
to
play.
That's the one, too. Yeah.
Tyler Harris is still on the roster, who got 20-plus minutes a game last season. He ain't going anywhere.
No, he's
going
to be on the floor, too. Yeah,
that's who that impacts. But Lester and Boogie could easily play together.
Like, yeah, I would figure they help each other and would think that they would help each other, right?
And you can play Lester at that three. Like, basketball grows, you know, and we say this all the time, but, like, basketball really truly is positionless, you know, like, So why can't Lester be out there with, you know, Boogie Ellis at the point? You know, it'd be a smaller backcourt, but, you know, Tyler Harris at the two, and then you have Lester at the three. You know, then you got three, like, you got a ton of shooting on the floor. You know, I don't understand why that can't work. I think that can work very well. I think it's when you have a guy with expectations of being on the ball full time, like RJ, that's where it's like, I think it might be too crowded. So, no, I mean, you know, I haven't heard it, and I don't think Lester is Boogie's concern.
Okay. We've talked a lot about Lester, Precious, and Boogie. Anything new on Rajon, who was taking another visit? We expect to make a decision in the next couple of days. You feeling good on including him as a fourth? Where you at on Rajon? Is the focus on the three? What's going on there?
I need to text him. I'm going to text him today, because
getting to Oregon, but drop him a text.
Yeah, I'll pull over and text him. But I texted him on Sunday, and he's going to make a decision in about a week. And we're at about a week.
Yeah.
You know. Now I know he had a workout. He had a workout, I think, with the Bucks 2 days ago. So he still is doing NBA workouts, and I wonder if that might push it back a little bit. But he didn't get an invite to the combine, and if you don't get an invite to the combine, pretty good indicator that you're not going to get drafted. So it would not make a lot of sense for him to stay in the draft. You know, come out, do one more year.
Mm-hmm.
I have not heard a ton of Rajon buzz. I heard some at the beginning or at the end of last week, and even I would even say as late as I heard some buzz last week. I haven't heard as much this week. The thing about Rajon that I've always kind of said is that when you look at the schools he's considering, Auburn has to replace guards. He's going to be able to step in and get a ton of shots, get a ton of opportunity there. Kansas, same situation. Memphis is by far on his list the place where that team will have the chance to win the most, right, and to go the furthest. But, you know, for him, a guy who's got 1 year left in college, how important is that? What's more important to Rajon, winning a national championship, going far in the tournament, or, you know, like Eaton himself, you know, like leading a team in scoring, getting those opportunities? You know, at Memphis, you know, listen, if you get Precious and Lester and Boogie, like, I hate to say it, even though he will be the only experienced, you know, guard on the roster, like, you got to share that, you know, you got to share the sugar there, you know, because guys are, you know, that's just, there's so much talent. So that, in a weird way, I could almost see that working against Memphis with him. But I think, you know, he is like, he puts Memphis over in a way that he doesn't at a Kansas or an Auburn. So, you know, it's a complicated, interesting thing. And I'm going to text him today and see what the latest is. But as of right now, the last I heard from him was that, he's making a decision in about a week, and that was on Sunday.
So kind of sum it all up, not to put you in any corners, you still feel pretty good about Lester, Boogie, and Precious, those three?
Yeah, I mean
– you think Memphis still feels pretty good about it?
People are kind of, like, shrinking, like they're getting a little weird about Precious.
Oh, you know
how
it is, yeah, when you get close.
Yeah, but you're right, because that's nut-cutting time, you know. But, I let's be clear, too, Precious is a super low-key dude. Like, he doesn't give away anything about his recruitment, but – you know, I'm going to lean on the fact that they really impressed him and his family on the visit. I think they have a good relationship with staff. I think they know sort of what they mean to the team and what, you know, how they can put Memphis over the same way Rajon can. So, you know, I'm going to lean on that and say that's what, you know, puts Memphis over. But, you know, listen, Kansas is Kansas, and that we know they're a force to be reckoned with, so you definitely cannot rule them out. But as of right now, like, I have not physically heard anything that makes me feel any different about where Memphis stands with him.
Okay, I think that should be music to most Tigers.
And Lester and Boogie, obviously, as well.
Right, most Tigers fans' ears there. We're talking to John Martin, co-host of this show, Jason and John Show, which you can hear every day from 11 to 2, Monday through Friday.
If Lester commits to Indiana today, I am going
into hiding. Just keep on driving. Yeah, just keep driving.
I'm going into hiding.
Just drive, drive, drive. Now, listen, man. I mean, it's 100%. Wiseman was like 92, so I don't think you're gonna be having to drive.
Think Dwayne James Wiseman going to Kentucky on that crystal ball.
Let's have a little bit of fun. It's a hypothetical I'm gonna throw at you, and I'm just doing this because I love the names. Jeff and I had a little conversation this morning. It was a very short one about trying to compare this class to Josh's number two class. Memphis obviously never been number one at 24/7 on class rankings. Closest they've been was two. And that class was Joe Tart. There's no comparing. I mean, one's got the number one player, And I know the 2010 class had 3 5-stars, but if they get Precious, that's two guys that could go in the lottery. So we know that this is the best class. Memphis is in position to land the best class ever. That said, John, if I told you that you can have, and this includes the three we've talked about, Precious, Boogie, and Lester, with the haul that you've got now, you can have that, or no, you can't have it because this. Here's your other option. 2005, it was John Calipari's class. It was the sixth-ranked class in the country, and that class included a 5-star by the name of Sean Williams, a 4-star by the name of Antonio Anderson, and a 4-star by the name of CDR. If I told you to get this class this year those three and the ones they got, to get this class, you couldn't have that one, the one I just mentioned with those names, which you know what that means, probably not the history that you've had in that Final Four appearance.
Oh.
Which one are you doing? Are
you're
you taking
me, you're saying,
Penny
you're
Hardaway
saying.
And all these possibilities, or are you rolling with the history and that? I'm telling you, I don't think they make a national championship game without Antonio and CDR. Do you see what I'm putting at you here?
You're saying that I cannot take this 2019 class unless the 2005 class goes away like the Avengers.
That's it.
Like they just become dust.
That's it. Are you erasing some of the history of this program to get this, to get what Penny's got in front of him? I want to know.
Like Thanos. What are you doing?
It's a hypothetical, John, and I want an answer while you're driving to Oregon.
Man, because you're asking me basically to you're telling me to say goodbye.
The hardest one is
James. Like that's the hardest thing for me.
Yeah, and you know what happens if you let Sean Williams and Antonio Anderson and CDR disintegrate into dust? We don't get Supreme Bay on the show.
That's true.
That's never happened. Why would it have happened? And so look at what all that's done for us and the impact and the ripple effect through the years. I mean, does Sean Williams get on Love and Hip Hop? You know what I'm saying?
Think about Tone Anderson
and the great talks we've had with him.
Yeah. It's not about Sean Williams at all, because he was here for a year. He was here for a year and it was he was okay. He's a good player, but
I get that. Yeah.
Nobody ever sat around their living room was like, "Do you remember that year with Sean Williams?"
Adam Morrison game was good, but I'm with you Antonio and CDR ended up meaning much more to the program.
Yeah, and I think that would be like that to me is why I would have to take that 2005 class because Antonio and Supreme, man, they stayed for 3 and 4 years. I mean, Antonio
so much. You're right.
He was the winningest player in college basketball with he and Robert Dozier. Was Robert Dozier part of that class too?
He was 2004. Guess who he came with? Joey.
Who?
And a 5-star guard by the name of Darius Washington.
Wow, man.
Yeah, Dozier and Dorsey got here a year before Tone and CDR.
Gotcha. But, yeah, man, I mean, Antonio and CDR just, not that this class won't, but we know they took Memphis back to a level or maybe even a new level.
They signed before. But, yes, the two signing classes, Darius Washington, 4-star Dozier, 3-star Joey Dorsey, and then in 2005, John was 6th with Sean, Antonio, and CDR. So you're telling me you would erase.
I think I have to.
This best class in Memphis history that we've laid out, it would be if you get the three left to keep the history that you have.
Yeah, because James and Precious are only going to be here for a season, Like, how many they mean a lot to Penny right now, right? They mean a lot to Penny in terms of credibility, in terms of building the program and getting it off the ground. And we'll see what happens. They're going to be so young. They're going to be so young next year. You certainly would expect a Sweet 16, but anything can happen. And even if they make a Sweet 16, that'll be huge for the program, but it's not like it doesn't change your, fortunes forever. Memphis is supposed to go to the Sweet 16 more than they have been in the last decade. So, I just think for those reasons, too much significance from CDR and Antonio Anderson, too many wins, too many amazing moments over the years. Yeah, I got to take that 05 class. But, on talent,
I think it's not even a debate. I think it's the right answer. I would say this. I know it's Penny, and we're all excited, and maybe they would still be able to do it the same way. But can you recruit at the level you are? Has it helped that you've had that history, right, with Tone, with CDR, and where they've got you? Yes, this was before these guys' time that you're recruiting now, but having that history, doesn't it help? I mean, it helps Penny, right? I guess what I'm trying to get at is can you get here without those guys? pouring what they did in the program. Maybe you can, since it's Penny and Mike, but maybe you can't. Maybe it does, you can't even get there because you're not relevant.
You know, you're not a brand. Like when Cal took the job, it was an absolute tire fire.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
I mean,
he made you a national brand out of you for those years. Yeah.
I mean, exactly. I mean, so as much as, you know, as much credit as Cal gets, it's those dudes, you know, who are on the floor, who are winning the games. You know what I mean?
Well, John, I listen, you've smoothed it back over. I think after rustling, you know, some Memphis fans' wings here early on with that news about Boogie, I think you've sort of smoothed things over. I have not changed the DEFCON level. I've not changed the DEFCON level. I'm happy to hear, and I'm sure Memphis fans are pleased to hear, that you still feel good about those three, in particular with Lester and with Boogie and with Precious.
I will say this. You know, on Monday it might be different. You know, maybe Monday we have different information. But I think as of right now, you know, that's where I'm at.
Well, what I've said is there's no way Penny Hardaway's coming out of this with one. With just Lester.
I agree. Like,
with
come on.
Lester.
They're too close.
Like, that's not happening. Yeah.
They are too close.
That's not happening.
You know, so that's where I'm at. And it won't be the number one class. You know, obviously, you were talking about that earlier. It's not going to be, because I got you on the radio.com app.
Oh, well, thank you, for listening.
On my way to Oregon, man, it's really been keeping me interested and keeping me awake for the drive. But, you know, which, by the way, just goes to show you how damn hard it is, you know, to have the number one recruiting class in this day and age, man. Because CDR, I mean, think about it. CDR, Antonio Anderson, and Sean Williams was number six. Mm-hmm. And that's a good class, but, I mean, CDR was top 50 barely. Antonio Anderson, I don't even think, was top 50. You know, Memphis is going to end up, you know, at this point, it looks like, with a top 30 kid, the number one kid, top 15 kid. DJ Jeffers is a top 50 kid, the 25 on ESPN, and that's only good for, you know, four or five. You know, it's crazy.
If Lester doesn't commit at four, I want you to keep on driving right on to the Pacific Ocean, brother.
Yeah, I'm not even.
Because I'm going to come join you. Yet. I'm going to get all in. Heck, it'll be us and a bunch of other recruiting analysts, won't it? Because it's 100%, right? It'll be a bunch of us driving.
Yeah, I'm going to drive right off
a
cliff.
Right.
And then if I have the misfortune of surviving, I'm going to become like a nomad in the, you know, in the Pacific area, you know, in Northwest Oregon, you know, that kind of thing.
Yep.
And I'll maybe be able to even grow a beard. And I'm going to get out of the business.
Not likely. John, thank you for this. Thank you for keeping us locked in on
Thanks,
Boogie
John.
And that dropping that news on us, brother.
Yes, sir, man. Good work holding it down. Appreciate y'all, too, as always.
He is John Martin, co-host of this show. You guys know him and you love him. All he does is tell us which way this thing's headed. We hope it's all still headed in that direction. He's headed to Oregon to try to stop Boogie Ellis from committing to the Ducks. Hopefully that doesn't happen. Hopefully this all goes down as initially sort of hoped and planned. It starts for Memphis tonight with Lester Quinones. 4 o'clock is that announcement. And then eventually, as Lester said, I mean, you got Precious setting his date. Maybe Boogie does this, as John said. You could sort of see it maybe being done by Sunday, his unofficial. And maybe he's ready to make an announcement early next week. Again, Wednesday, the final day of the regular signing period. And so this is all going to happen relatively quickly. You won't be waiting another week or two. It's all here. You'll start getting your ink. And we'll wrap up this show when we come back. Jason and John, 929 FM, ESPN.
It's Unicorn Cash.
Yeah!
Your chance to win $1,000 with the cash code on 92.9. Coming up at 2 p.m.
Hi, this is James Gaddis at James Gaddis Jewelers. Mother's Day is the perfect time to say thank you to your first friend, your best friend, and your forever friend. Say it with a beautiful piece of jewelry from James Gaddis Jewelers. Choose from our extensive collection of diamonds, precious jewels, and designer pieces, personally selected by me. We want to be your family's jeweler for any and every occasion. So stop by and let us know how we can be of help to you. Centrally located at 4900 Poplar, James Gaddis Jewelers.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the pizza sub collection. How do you want it?
I'll have the best man speech.
A toast to the perfect marriage of pizza and sub at Subway. Nobody thought it would work out. No offense. But seeing you two together proves anything is possible. You want a supreme pizza sub? Go get it. Pepperoni, why not? Triple meat, it's just right. Because at the end of the day, it's still pizza on the inside.
Subway. Make it what you want.
Sorry, it's the red onions.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Did you know Willis Carrier invented the modern air conditioning system in 1902? Since then, a lot has changed, but one thing that hasn't is being comfortable in your home. Choate's prides itself in creating the most comfort possible with each one of our customers' HVAC systems we install. We believe the best system on the market today is the Carrier Infinity System. This system has the ability to save up to 50% or more on your utilities compared to your existing HVAC system, and is tailored to enhance your comfort with its state-of-the-art green speed technology. Right now, Carrier is offering up to 72 months, no interest financing, or rebates of up to $1,650 on a new Carrier Infinity system. Don't miss this limited time offer to have a more comfortable home and save money on your utility bills. Give us a call today at 347-8086 or visit us at choateshvac.com for more information. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
If you're looking for a reason to work with a local GEICO agent, I have all of them, because I'm the voice of reason. Reason one, GEICO agents could help you save on more than car insurance. Reason two, they can help tailor your policy to fit your needs. Reason three, they're local. And four, they're local. Yes, I already said that, but it's still a good reason.
And if you're looking for more ways to save, your local GEICO agent could help with more than just your auto insurance. Stop by or give them a call today. They're here to help.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, look at me. He's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that GEICO not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to GEICO is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
Are you catching all your favorite sports games at Sam's Town Hotel and Gambling Hall Tunica this season? Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Sam's Town and enjoy the full sports betting experience. There's plenty of seats, plenty of screens, and plenty of good company. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
'Cause it just feels right. Sam's Town Casino.
Joe Stewart Body Shop is the best body shop in town. They've got the original location at 2916 Summer Avenue, and they've also got Joe Stewart Collision of Collierville, family-owned and operated since 1969. And they've been voted a Memphis Most Best Car Repair Shop for the last 5 years running. They're certified by Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Acura, and Honda, but they can work on any make or model. Take your car to Joe Stewart Body Shop, because taking your car anywhere else would be an accident.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and there's nothing like diamonds from Robert Irwin Jewelers to tell mom how special she is. Come to Robert Irwin Jewelers. Great gift ideas for any budget. Four locations or online at rijewelers.com. And happy Mother's Day.
Transport your mom to a state of complete relaxation with the All About Mom Spa Package at Serenity Day Spa. Order and print a gift certificate online at serenitymemphis.com. That's serenitymemphis.com.
Have you heard? Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking with their 4% checking account. Visit orionfcu.com for details. Conditions apply. 0.05% APY on portion of balance above $30,000.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru. On Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Casual Pint, they're at 395 South Highland. Go check them out, because they're the craft beer place, and Memphis doesn't get any better. For those of you serious about your beer, they're locally owned and operated, which we love. Always support that. Support Memphis when you do that. And you're going to love the place. 28 beer taps, 2 8-foot-tall refrigerated coolers of cans. Really cool. And your favorite bottled beer. You can do beer to go as well with growler fills. You can do mix of six packs, and you can do that out of the cooler or off the dry shelf. They don't have bartenders. They've got beer tenders. Beer tenders by the name of Brad, Mel, David, Amber. They're good people. You're going to love them. And you're going to love the environment. Like I've told you, it's a cool atmosphere, comfortable open-air environment. They've got the dog patio, plenty of TVs. They've got dart boards, a great menu. And from 3 to 5 is happy hour. Get $1 off draft pints. Go have some fun. Needless to say, you do it responsibly. They're going to take care of you. Always do over at the Casual Pint. Again, 395 South Highland, the Casual Pint, where beer lovers meet. All right, back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. We are wrapping it up on a Friday, and what we believe will be, you're a couple hours away here from what we think is the first domino to fall, at least the first for Memphis when it comes to basketball recruiting. Lester Quinones, that news today, expected to come at 4 o'clock Memphis time. He's making the announcement up in New York, 6'5 shooting guard, top 50, number 5 shooting guard in the country, according to 24/7 Sports. Lester Quinones expected to announce today whether it's Memphis, whether it's Indiana. He's got a couple others, including LSU, on the list, but he says it's down to Indiana and Memphis. That'll happen at 4 o'clock. There was some news earlier today, and we've talked a lot of recruiting today because that's been the story, particularly with this Boogie Ellis news and him headed on an unofficial visit to Oregon that John Martin dropped on our heads before the show started. We've missed that J.B. Bickerstaff is interviewing for the Lakers job.
How about that?
That is the news.
How about that?
I think he had obviously was involved with Cleveland there. I think got an interview there.
I believe that the Lakers protest is about to take place.
The fans are going to picket
in front of Staples Center. Yeah,
just about the front office right now. How dysfunctional it's been. And wouldn't it be a trip, y'all, if JB went from a little bit of dysfunction on this side of the country to a little bit more on that side of the country? Because their front office. I mean, I know LeBron and that team, and they've got to figure some things out. I'm just talking about their front office mess and that Magic just left. Man, that thing is – you're hoping Memphis is out of the dysfunction. The Lakers appear to just be kind of getting started. They got coaches turning them down, and coaching search is coming up empty. And, look, for JB, I don't know how you feel, but I'd love to see him get the opportunity.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I think Cleveland was interested in him, too.
Yeah, they absolutely
think the dude should get the opportunity. I mean, you know where I stand, and I know it's an unpopular opinion, but I felt like that he was kind of done wrong just in the sense that I thought that the – and I get it. When front offices change and then things like that, you fire the coach because you got to get your guy.
Right.
I get all of that. But my whole point was – I thought that the players that were here got better. They were winning some games.
Well, they did, Bennett.
And you know, I look at DeLon Wright specifically. Mm-hmm. You know, I look at JV. I mean, those two guys came over here and were instantly better than they were producing with Toronto. And I just thought the team was playing well together, and I thought the players were actually kind of buying into what he was saying. So, again, I know that's an unpopular opinion, but I do think that the guy can still coach. And, man, can you believe if, like, our old head coach is coaching LeBron James. One of our two old head coaches. I mean, now we got a chance of that actually happening between him and Lionel. Like, it seems kind of likely that maybe one of them might end up being the next Lakers
coach. I don't
know
where this thing could go next because of where all it's been.
I think Frank Vogel's interviewing with them too.
It may be an unpopular opinion, Bennett, but it is one that I share with you. I just feel like JB's never had a full deck. He's never been dealing with your full arsenal, mm-hmm. whether he's in Houston in that interim situation or here with the injuries, with the plan after the injuries. I've just never felt like he's sort of been able to play the game with a full deck, you know, with a full hand.
I just thought from being in those games,
hopefully
watching them in person, I mean, I just thought that they looked like they were improving.
He made a team out of a bunch of pieces after the Gasol trade.
Exactly, man. Like when the season was done.
Now, yeah,
those guys that he had, the pieces that he had, after all was said and done, were actually playing good basketball together.
The reason you won't find us on a street corner and screaming that the JB got done wrong is because, like Bennett said to start this thing, we understand philosophically this is the way it goes.
Right.
It's a business. When you get a new front office in there, and Lord knows the Grizzlies needed at least a reorganization, and that's what they've done, you're going to typically roll with a new guy. So I get it, and that's why you're not out there looking like a fool saying, hey, JB got done wrong, he should still be the coach. You get it. Change had to be made up top, and change that's typically going to involve a head coaching change. But you can still root for JB. I'm not sure JB ever proved to us that he is a great coach, good. But I don't think he ever proved that he was a bad one.
Right.
I mean, well, we can go back and forth on the show and Mac and the rotations or whatever, and maybe a game or two and a chance to convey if you want to hold that against him. But I'd just like to see JB get a fair shot, and if it's with the Lakers, that's fine. But Lord knows that front office is a mess. He'd be going some more dysfunction.
Yeah. Still get to coach LeBron.
Still get to coach LeBron. Tonight, why don't we get to it?
Here's what 92.9 FM ESPN's Jason, John, and Bennett are checking out tonight.
Well, said quite a bit of it already at 4 o'clock. Tonight's this afternoon. Be listening to 92.9 FM ESPN like you're usually doing. You'll be listening to Gary Parrish Experience, his show. But likely during that first hour, we expect the news to come down on Lester Quinones. They may be able to tap into a live feed or something like that.
Yeah,
I'm not
we'll
sure exactly what
it,
his
yeah.
plan is, but what you can rest assured is that Gary Parrish will keep you updated on that. So we'll have an eye on that, obviously, at 4 o'clock Memphis time and what's going on there. But we talked about the big one tonight over in the NBA. Warriors and Rockets, it's game 6. Golden State leads 3-2, and they are without one of its major pieces, if not the piece, in Kevin Durant. Can the Warriors get it done tonight, Bennett, on the road in Houston without KD? Is there any way they win tonight?
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say the Warriors win it.
Oh, man, you're going to get on. I would hate to see that. I would hate to see James Harden and Chris Paul suffer this stain on their legacies.
Because I think that the Warriors not –
You threw me a curveball. You're picking the Warriors tonight.
Make no mistake. Ain't nobody saying the Warriors are better without Kevin Durant. I'm saying the way that they can kind of play now when KD is not dominating the ball, I think that poses a little bit of issue for Houston, especially when Draymond Green is really in there, like, mucking it up with them.
Screaming and poking folks.
Yeah, I think that really, really bothers those dudes. And so I think with Draymond being way, way more involved, I got a feeling they're going to win this one tonight.
There's something to be said about things getting looser for Steph or him just being more confident when Kevin's off the floor. It happened in that game.
He
stepped right up and knocked him down.
Yep.
Clay steps back up after having a bad series. So I like your observation there. I'm just rolling with that the Rockets' role players are good tonight. You'll get a good James Harden, a good Chris Paul, and you'll extend this thing to a Game 7. Well, I guess we're going to get 3 Game 7s on Sunday?
Yeah, yeah.
3 Game 7s on Sunday. Houston, a 7-point favorite. And, again, that game tonight, 8 o'clock on ESPN.
That's at 8 o'clock. At 6 o'clock, Memphis 901 FC is back in action. They're on the road taking on the Hartford Athletic. That's a terrible team name, Hartford Athletic. How lame. They're playing them on the road tonight. That is at 6 o'clock on CW30 and ESPN+. If you want to check out those guys, I will be checking them out. Got on my 901 FC hat right now.
I like it.
And it's Mother's Day weekend, man. All the moms out there, happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to my wife, Kara, who's a new mom. And she wants to watch a new movie tonight on Netflix called Wine Country. It's featuring some comedians we like, Amy Poehler and Maya Rudolph. So we'll be checking out that as well. It'll
Sounds
be like
lovely.
A 3-screen evening tonight. So.
I echo Bennett's sentiments. Happy Mother's Day to those mothers out there listening to us. I know mine hopefully is, man, don't take it for granted. If you can take your mom out to dinner or whatever this weekend, take her out to an event, do it and don't take it for granted.
Absolutely.
Some of us either don't have them, they're passed away, or they're not living here. And I would certainly love to have that opportunity tonight. This weekend will not. Thank you to our guests, first of all. Dedrick Lawson joined us. Gary Parrish joined us. John Martin, it's his job to join us. So I'm not going to thank him, but he is doing good work keeping us updated on the recruiting scene. Up next, the man, Jeffrey Wright. Make sure you keep it locked in for that. Again, everybody have a great weekend. Have a good Mother's Day. For Bennett and John, I'm Jason. We're gone.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN, WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. This is 92.9 FM ESPN.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 48 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
We started Allegiant with a simple goal, so the one person who couldn't travel could. 80 million passengers later, that goal remains the same. Save when you book flights, rental cars, and hotels together only at Allegiant.com. Together, we fly.
Book a nonstop flight from Memphis to Phoenix Mesa one way for as low as $80. Must be purchased by May 29, 2019 for travel between June 10, 2019 and August 12, 2019. Seats and dates are limited. Restrictions apply. See Allegiant.com for details.
Mayday! Mayday! This may be hard to believe, but there are four amazing games making the rounds this May.
Wow.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Oh.
But make no mistake, all four are sure to cause mayhem all May long. So don't wait and run the risk of being, well, dismayed.
Oh, man.
Make a major play today with new May instant games.
Nice.
If you're lucky, you may find yourself making it rain with a major amount of cash.
Yeah.
New May instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Did you know the Tennessee Lottery has raised $5 billion for education? Oh, sorry, I said $5 billion. That can't be right.
It's true. In fact, the Tennessee Lottery has raised over $5 billion for education. It's impacted the entire state.
Really? So you could say the Tennessee Lottery is not only changing the state, it's changing lives.
Well, actually, I do say that. The Tennessee Education Lottery. It's game-changing, life-changing fun.
I want to tell you about someone I met the other day, Will Chase, the president and CEO of Triumph Bank. Will is a lifelong Memphian who's been in banking for 41 years. Back in 2006, he was part of a group that decided to start a new bank, a bank that was a vital part of the community, a bank that strives to work with its customers to solve their challenges, that does everything within its power to say yes. That bank now has nearly $800 million in assets. Triumph Bank is powerful enough and technologically savvy enough to do everything the giant national banks do, but it's small enough and personal enough that Will Chase still gives his customers his cell phone number and that any employee can walk into his office and ask a question.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.